Anda Roland has a lot on her plate. She manages legendary Savile Row Tailoring House, Anderson & Shepherd, the sister haberdashery, and is also working with the rest of the Savile Row houses to reinvigorate the landscape. But she's doing just fine, and is continuing to remind us why Savile Row has been around for nearly 300 years. From multiple world wars and recessions, she's confident they will manage. And they certainly are. It's Blammo Extra, and Anda Roland is back.
I feel that more than ever now, people are doubling down on trusted things, like trusted institutions, into which I'm more inclined to patronize, like Anderson Shepherd, than some new startup that's selling me some sort of transparent cashmere production sweater thing. Like, I'm just like, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're going to stick around. I'm kind of hedging my bets with things that have been around and have made it for years and decades and decades. So I'm kind of shunning a lot of that stuff and doubling down on, yeah, like trusted things and things that I know aren't going to really fail me.
Because we have a customer, you know, we have a customer that we know, that we meet, you know, we know his name. That's when that kind of, you know, interaction really comes into play, when something, not that any of us could have ever predicted such a horror like this, you know, happens, because those people call up, they check in with a team, the bespoke team. How are you guys doing? You know, I woke up this morning panicking that you wouldn't be around, so I'd like to place an order for a jacket.
And really?
Yeah. You have a customer. Like, obviously we're checking up on our customers too.
Sure. But
you have an awful lot of, you know, people kind of, you know, taking a real interest, and that personal contact, you know, swings both ways, that they that feel that they value us, you know, in the same way that we value them. So I think that's what you're saying, is that they're also thinking like you. They're thinking, okay, what actually, looking, you know, around, and what actually do I enjoy doing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and at least for myself too, I mean, there's, in the past, I would kind of try a lot of other brands and a lot of things and just kind of see what I like. And now, even with, you know, a budget that's somewhat limited, like, I'm like, you know what, I'd rather save for a longer period of time and just get, I'm just going to get one thing. Like, what about just like a double-breasted sport coat like that, like, and stop trying to be like, well, okay, I'll get jeans from this person and this and this and this. And I end up spending that much money anyway over the course of 2-3 months, instead of saving it and putting it all in one go on like a jacket or, you know, trousers or something. And I think, well, at least now for me too, and I feel like a lot of other people are doing this, even with suiting and sport coats and stuff like that, like the desire for occasional dress is just skyrocketing. Like, I've been trying to wear a sport coat almost every day, like collared shirt every day at a minimum. Otherwise I have nothing else to cling to, because everything else seems so crazy. And it's like, well, I can count on my clothes. That sounds so tacky to say, but it's more true the more I realize it.
No, I don't think it's a tacky thing to say. I mean, coming back to your point about trusted companies and relationships and so on, I read a quote on Airmail a couple of months ago.
Oh, nice.
Well, the quote was about, I don't know where it came from, it might have been from them, but that a bored consumer was an informed consumer. And I think that that's a lot of what we've seen, is that people have time to check on their purchase, because we're in the downstairs in this shop, and Colin and the team at the bespoke shop, you have email and they're in and out. So the phones, you know, are usually manned during the daytime. Mm-hmm. People are, especially here around the haberdashery, they'll see something on the website, then they'll take the time to call because they have the time. They'll double check it. They'll come back to us. They'll ask for photos. You know, they really, you know, they have the time to inform themselves. And I think also that's led to a change in the way people buy things.
Oh.
You know, that's good news, as you say, that you just want to be sure of what you're buying and rather save up for something that you've learned more about. You know, you're more invested in learning about it.
Yeah.
And therefore you're happy to save up for it. And also the first you know, the first time that we had to close up and everybody was staying at home in last year, obviously there was the pajama trend. So as we read about it, a lot of people,
which you guys did well on, right?
And we did well, but I think our customers also, they were just kind of like, I'm at home more. I'm upgrading my pajamas in the same way that, you know, the Hoover, the kind of people were buying Hoovers and because they were cleaning their own houses and,
right.
And they were, you know, all the hardware stores were packed. You know, it was kind of more of an upgrading pajama rather than I'm going to be in my pajamas all day for our customers. You know, our customers, you know, and then they got bored of that whole sort of being terribly comfortable. And now we've seen, you know, moves towards more knitted jackets, collarless shirts, you know, things that are more casual than what they bought before, but certainly, you know, proper dressing.
Yeah. What have you been doing throughout all this? Because, I mean, as much as I love Anderson Shepherd, I probably love you in order of magnitude more. So, like, what are the things that you've been doing in terms of, like, creating structure or just, like, joy and happiness?
Number one source of joy is my son. So I'm lucky he's to me anyway, very funny. So that helps a lot. And he's at home more. So it has been, you know, homeschooling, as everybody knows, is not ideal, but he's been a great source of joy. I'm also lucky that I live right next to the river and the parks, two of the sort of bigger parks in London. So I can get out. I bought a really nice electric bike. That's the best fun with empty streets. So that's been good. And, you know, I'm also very lucky that I get on very well with many of the people that I work with. So even though we closed, we were pretty much in and out in small numbers. Anybody who could walk, who didn't take the public transport system, didn't use the public transport system, came in. So during the first lockdown and now two, and also now you've got testing centers really close by where you can get results in 45 minutes free. Wow. Free tests. So if there's any issues, you know, say, okay, walk down to Victoria, take a test. So it works out quite well. So that's also been good. It's rather like you putting on your shirt and, you know, putting on a nice jumper and so on and a proper pair of trousers without a drawstring. It's, you know, I'm able to at some, you know, leave the house later than usual, but, and come into work and have those moments in the day that give the day structure.
Yeah.
So that's been very lucky for that. So yeah. And then also, you know, kind of like everybody fixing things at home, painting things.
Yeah. Right. Are you going to remodel your house?
No, not really. just fix things. And then I've got a terrace and I put a gazebo up there and some heaters and, you know, tiny things that bring a huge amount of joy. But previously, you know, I wouldn't have appreciated that much.
Yeah.
So that's good. We've been very lucky. And also at work, I think we've become a lot closer through this, you know.
In what way?
I think, you know, certainly with Colin and other members of the Bespoke team, it's not a huge number of people that we work with, but we've got 31 people full-time employed, and then a number of tailors who have basically work for us, but on a kind of piece rate or hourly rate.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody's known each other for so long, the welfare of the team was really, you know, our priority, particularly for Colin and Danny, who've been here about 30 years each, John Malone, 50 years. So, you know, that there was... No, but you know, and I find that so normal, but other people, you know, now I'm so used to it, but that was, there was a real family feeling. No, we haven't panicked and everybody's kind of taken this together.
Yeah. Have you felt like additional pressure by being the kind of the leader of the whole company?
I don't think so, because everybody, certainly the senior management, the people who've been here for a long time, they feel as invested as I do.
Mm.
So I can rely on them completely, you know, to want to do what we need to do. You know, I don't feel that I have to take any decisions alone.
Yeah.
you know, because that, yeah, I'm that way it's lucky, it's good news. But around here, it's coming in. The first time was dead. There was nobody around. Now there's a few cafes open and shops. Most shops have two or three people, perhaps in the back, doing, you know, FaceTime selling or online selling. And so it's a bit more lively than it was last time. You know, it feels more optimistic this time around. Right.
Because what is the current situation right now in terms of your guys's like lockdown or?
Yeah, we're both shops are closed because we're manufacturing, certainly the bespoke shop. We're just really dealing with orders that are coming in, luckily, very kind customers. And there's always stuff to do, like stock take and other things. We've just finished our year accounts, which we also had to look at together. And then here we are not open at all to customers, but we come in to do online, to process online orders and orders for the rake, which we work with them through on a marketplace basis.
Right.
Which is a small, and everybody comes in pretty much on their bike, on their scooter.
Oh, because there's no trains, right?
Well, there are trains, but you ideally you avoid them.
Right.
I mean, you know, the advice is to avoid them.
Right.
So. But there's nothing going on. No restaurants. You can get a cup of coffee if you want from Starbucks or from Morris's down the road. So that's better than the first time. But you can't see anybody or sell anything face to face. So a lot of dark windows, but then a few little lights at the back where the workrooms are. Richard Anderson's in a few times a week, and Drake's, those guys are in, I think, just organizing things. T. Benjamin around. So
Savile Row is definitely, I mean, because, you know, as an aside, I mean, you're someone whom not only do you represent, you know, Anderson Shepherd and yourself, but I mean, you're kind of the shop on Savile Row, and I'm not belittling anyone else, but just in terms of the notoriety, what you've done.
It depends. Obviously Henry Poole would probably take that place. In many ways. I mean, but we're certainly one of the bigger, and you're very kind, but we're one of the bigger firms for sure.
Yeah.
And we're very involved in community activity. We decided that we would put together a group vision from the tenant's vision of what the area could be to present it to the landlord. You know, often the big landlords, they have landlord's vision, you know, we're going to have diverse this and that, new that, and all sorts of, you know, stories in their presentations. And we thought, well, it's who knows better about the area and the customer than us? And
of course, we've
interviewed all the big, you know, we've seen Simon Cundy from Pools, again, Richard Anderson, we've seen William Skinner from Deitch & Skinner. And all the people, you know, Connolly, Ivan, Schifanelli. So we've seen everybody around, and we're going to interview more people to put together a document on what we feel this area could benefit from.
Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode and tons more exclusive pods from the return of Sid Mashburn, Michael Hill of Drake's, and more. You'll also get access to our private members-only Slack group where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. So visit patreon.com/blammo, and we'll see you there.